Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Dennis Quaid breaks his decades-long silence to share about his battle with demons. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Christian celebrity Dennis Quaid battled cocaine addiction along with plenty of other demons before finally getting clean and finding Jesus. After keeping quiet about the issue for decades, Dennis is now breaking his silence and sharing the inspiring story of how he broke free. If you find yourself wondering how old is Dennis Quaid, he's been on this earth since April 9, 1954. Born in Houston, Texas, to Juanita B. Nita Quaid and William Rudy Quaid, Dennis grew up in the Baptist Church. He went to Sunday school every week. In fact, brother Randy and Dennis Quaid both got baptized on the same day when Dennis was 9 years old. But Hollywood fame led Dennis Quaid away from his faith and left him battling an addiction that nearly ruined his life. Dennis Quaid has enjoyed a long career as an actor and musician. He's starred in a long list of movies and is even set to play Ronald Reagan in Reagan, an upcoming movie based upon the president's life. Hitting it big in Hollywood also led Dennis to the discovery of cocaine, what the star now calls his biggest mistake. It was very casual at first. That's what people were doing when they were at parties. Cocaine was even in the budgets of movies, thinly disguised, he recalled in an article he wrote for Newsweek. But combining drug use with other personal demons took Dennis to the brink of ruin. Before he knew it, Dennis Quaid was battling a full-blown addiction. Coming from where I came from, lower middle class life, from Houston into Hollywood, and all of a sudden the success starts happening to you, I just didn't know how to handle that, Dennis recalled. Doing blow just contributed to me not being able to handle the fame, which, at the time, I guess I felt I didn't deserve. In what Dennis describes as a white light experience, God finally opened his eyes to the destructive path he was on. I kind of realized I was going to be dead in 5 years if I didn't change my ways, the star says. The next day, I was in rehab. The white light moment set Dennis on a path of searching, a search that eventually ended him with recognizing Jesus was the one for whom his soul yearned. Dennis Quaid may have battled and overcome his cocaine addiction, but he was still a long way from being healed. And that's when he started searching for something to fill the hole in him that drugs and fame couldn't. I became a seeker, really, he said. I read the Bible cover to cover. For me, it's Jesus. It's the red words of Jesus. There really is redemption, and that was the inspiration. His career took off again, this time with him in a better place. But despite the huge increase in Dennis Quaid's net worth, the star knew his source of happiness didn't come from fame or money. It came from above. Reconnecting with Jesus changed everything, and it eventually led Dennis Quaid to playing a leading role in the faith-based movie, I Can Only Imagine. Through his involvement with the film, not only did Dennis connect even further with his faith, but he also fulfilled a lifelong dream for his mother, Nita. Dennis Quaid's mother, a great woman of faith, always wanted her son to write a gospel song. And so, he started working on a song for her many years prior. Over the decades, Dennis just couldn't seem to finish the song. But once he started working on I Can Only Imagine, God gave Dennis the inspiration to finish what he'd started so long ago. What moved me about finishing it was my character Arthur and how he found grace, Dennis explained. That's the beautiful thing about the good news that Jesus was talking about. On My Way to Heaven, the Christian song Dennis Quaid wrote for his mom, was even included into the I Can Only Imagine movie's soundtrack. But this song wasn't the only way God used this movie to touch Dennis. It also soothed wounds that still existed from Dennis Quaid's battle with addiction. While it had been years since Dennis cleaned up and turned his life around, he still harbored a lot of shame about his past addiction. But the story of redemption told by Mercy Me's lead singer Bart Millard in the movie showed Dennis what was still missing. He finally found the strength to forgive himself and experience the freedom God's grace gives us. After Arthur, I started having the thought of not judging anyone else, and that included myself, Dennis explained. Because you just let God take that over. Let him take care of that all. It frees you up in life. Though the years of addiction and recovery were difficult, Dennis Quaid says the battle chiseled him into the person he is today. Through his journey, Dennis says he learned humility and how to appreciate what I have in this life. Proof that God can work all things for good.
Hey, listeners. I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Wife dies before quadruplets' names are even decided, and brave dad raises them alone. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Erica Morales didn't get a chance to give her quadruplets names or even hold them before she tragically passed away. And while Carlos Morales misses his wife dearly, the four beautiful blessings God gave him gives him the strength to keep going. When Carlos Morales first met Erica in 2006, he didn't speak English, and she didn't speak Spanish. Yet, they fell in love. The two learned how to speak each other's respective languages and were married by 2007. The pair also dreamed of starting a family, but it proved more challenging than they'd expected. After suffering the heartbreak of a miscarriage, the couple found out in 2014 that Erica was pregnant after IVF treatment. "We couldn't have been more excited to finally have a baby," Carlos said. But the couple wasn't having just one baby. They soon discovered Erica was pregnant with quadruplets. Things were going well with the pregnancy until it hit 7 months. Doctors admitted Erica to the hospital for high blood pressure and decided to deliver the quadruplets via C-section. "The doctors said she was having too many contractions, so it was time to deliver the babies," Carlos says. Erica was surrounded by loved ones beforehand. She and Carlos excitedly chose three of the quadruplets' names, Carlos Jr. for the boy, and Tracy and Paisley for two of the girls, but they weren't sure what to name their third daughter. "We can decide after she's born," Carlos recalls telling his wife. Doctors delivered all four babies without complications. Each was healthy and ranged from 2 to 3 pounds in weight. "Seeing Erica and the babies healthy is all I could think about," Carlos said. "I was just so excited for our future." But then things took a tragic turn. Erica was still coming out of an anesthesia-induced sleep with Carlos by her side and the quadruplets in the nursery. Suddenly, beeps and alarms started going off on the medical equipment. Erica had gone into hypovolemic shock. It's an urgent condition where someone experiences a severe amount of blood loss. An hour later, before getting the chance to hold her babies or even finish choosing the quadruplets' names, Erica was gone. "How could this have happened?" Carlos still asked. "She was fine, and then she wasn't. She was alive, and then she was just gone." "It's an answer we'll never have this side of heaven. And though we can't understand why Erica's life was cut short, God blessed Carlos with four beautiful reasons to not give up hope." Carlos says he couldn't even speak when he realized his beloved wife was gone. The tragedy was just so overwhelming. "She wasn't able to see a picture of our babies or hold them in her arms before she died," he said. He feared he wouldn't be able to survive, but he did, and months later, he knew why. "I understand why I'm still here," he said. "My babies are four beautiful blessings." After Erica's passing, Carlos soon realized they'd only chosen three of the quadruplets' names. He decided to name the remaining baby girl Erica, after her late mother. The loss of Erica Morales was devastating for her husband, but in addition to his quadruplets, others poured out love and support, being the hands and feet of Christ to Carlos during the difficult days ahead. After Erica's death, her mom, Sandra Bridges, moved in with Carlos to give him a hand with the babies. "She's such a protective and loving grandmother," Carlos said. "It's a real team effort." One of Erica's friends set up a GoFundMe page and succeeded in raising nearly $500,000 to help Carlos and the quadruplets. And when Carlos Morales' story made it to Christian celebrity Steve Harvey, the popular TV personality surprised the devoted dad with some gifts, including a $10,000 savings account per child for college from Sallie Mae. Seeing each one of the quadruplets' names in the $10,000 checks was a powerful moment for the dad. "When Steve Harvey told me that, I couldn't believe it," Carlos recalled. "Everything I do is for my children and their future. Education is so important. I worry about money, and this just made me feel so relieved." The Morales quadruplets are growing quickly and have started preschool. Carlos keeps everyone updated via the Erica Morales Memorial page on Facebook. And while raising quadruplets as a single dad certainly keeps him busy, Carlos always has his late wife on his mind. "This wasn't the plan. Erica was supposed to be here. I still come home after work and look at pictures of us together. I go to her Facebook and I look through our text messages," he says. And while he'll always miss Erica, it's her memory and the blessing of his four beautiful children that inspires Carlos each day to never give up. "We planned for years to enjoy this together," he says. "I'm a great father because of her. I can't let Erica down." Instead of getting caught up in what he's lost, Carlos Morales spends each day focusing on the blessings he's been given. "I enjoy every moment with my babies because life is short," he says.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.